What's up, everybody? So I'm currently driving right now though, but today is, give me one second because I don't know what today is. Today is March the 7th and I'm talking to you guys at 9:48 a.m. So yes, I just want to say that wow, from the last time I talked to you guys to now, it's definitely been some change mentally for me. I'm very excited. I have an interview coming up soon, so you know, having that opportunity to you know, show my talents and opportunity to help others is always what I intend to do. With that being stated, it's time to talk. So you guys, I've actually, you know, took the liberty to read or start reading Genesis from the first chapter thus far. And just the things that I'm reading, it's just some stuff I didn't know for myself. I mean, being that my grandma is a pastor, I know something, but it's just not more so off of my doings. It's more so off of what she says. But this is definitely a different experience for me, and I'm excited for that. In regards to life, life is always what you make it. That's always going to be my motto for anyone. But within life, there are some crazy things that happen. And this comes from, you know, it could be, you know, things as small as a caterpillar, or something as big as a Cadillac Escalade, or even bigger. But it's just, you know, we have to find our weakness and strengthen that. We have to find our negative addiction and limitate that, because we were not born to live in fear. We were not born to, you know, be limiting ourselves in negative ways. And I mean, I posted this thing on Instagram. It was like a three quote statement, and it was in regards to, you know, I mean, if it applied to many, great. But if it didn't apply, I mean, that's great as well. But one second to pull up those quotes. It was just awesome. And I did these quotes freaking like 12 o'clock, you know, in the morning. I don't know what I was thinking. Oh, I know I wasn't tired. But the first quote stated, you know, someone is living worse than you. Don't ever take people or life for granted. The second was forgive and go to counseling. The third was, you know, we put our energy in things that don't benefit us in the long run. So, I mean, with that being stated, like, I mean, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. We put our energy in the wrong things that don't really benefit us for the long run, or just in general. I mean, and it can be, you know, as big as, you know, choosing your lover. It can be as big as, you know, where you're putting your money towards. And I mean, I look at, I don't know about any of you guys, but I look at my life as an investment. I mean, my grandma, she's done a great job thus far, you know, in instilling that investment within my lifestyle, you know, saying that, you know, life is serious, and you have to, you know, take every bit of it. And shoot, if anything happens, look at it as a grain of salt. If not, then you know, do what you please. But nah, this is definitely something serious. And yeah, I mean, I feel like if you do have, you know, those issues going on with the quotes that I just explained, the biggest thing is just to, you know, try to fix them or better yourself. Because ultimately, once you fix the little errors or little mistakes, you're going to live a lot better. You're going to live healthier, and you're going to feel great. So, I mean, that's my motto. Life is what you make it. So if you're doing, you know, crazy stuff and not really, you know, making those better choices for you and also for others. Because people are selfish, you know. Do that. All right? I love you guys. We'll talk soon.